This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a day that stretched into this morning, the U.S. Senate convenes later today for the start of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines, 53-47, to adopt the set of rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats label as unfair.
I ask unanimous consent that the trial adjourn until 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, and that this order also constitute the adjournment of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. The Senate is adjourned.
The AP's Tim McGuire reports a rock-solid GOP majority turned back every Democratic Party attempt to subpoena early witnesses and documents to bolster the case against the president.
The tallies for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's multiple demands were the same.
The yeas are 53 and the nays are 47. The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The motion is tabled.
Hours after Schumer and the House managers began their action, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked of the minority leader
whether he might be willing to enter into a consent agreement to stack these votes.
Schumer's response:
we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Schools were closed in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, today, because of unhealthy air pollution levels. The worsening of the city's diminishing air quality has coincided with the annual sugarcane harvest, which normally runs from November to March. Pollution from cars and trucks, weather patterns, and industrial emissions are also blamed. To stay up to date on all the world news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington,